Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 13th of June 2016, and this is the 379th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's been quite a strange day of frustrations and pleasures. I've had a massage this afternoon, which counts among the latter. That was a lovely thing to do. And early this morning, although it was very grey outside, I decided I was going to wash my sheets. And so the other pleasure is that they actually got dry and I've now made the bed. And so tonight I can look forward to clean sheets. And there's nothing nicer than clean sheets, especially as I'll be coming home quite late from ringing. And so they'll be very, very welcome. But while I was listening to, or not listening, whilst the washing machine was going on, I couldn't help but hear that there was a bit of a clunk in the washing machine. And it has been a bit of a technological day, and I thought that, oh dear, maybe my washing machine was beginning to wear out and that there was something loose in the mechanics of it. But when I took my sheets out, what I found in the washing machine was a stone, and actually it was a rune, and I've got no idea how it could have got in the washing. There was nothing in there, you know, apart from my sheets and my doona cover, and I'm completely gobsmacked. So I decided I needed to take note of this rune, which was called an I was, or an I was. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it. It's E I H W A Z, and apparently the interpretation of this particular rune is about obstacles in one's path and how these obstacles are probably beneficial, that they prevent us from forging ahead when forging ahead is not the right thing to do, so that one should accept inconvenience and set my house in order, tend to business, be clear, and just wait and wait and be patient and wait on the will of heaven. So I thought that was quite a good one for today, because one of the things that's been happening is that my poor iPad has not been charging properly. And then late last night, I realised it wasn't charging at all. In fact, it was emptying itself so quickly that I could see it going down from 20 to 10 to 2 or something, and I couldn't stop it. And I did wonder, you know, whether, like my washing machine that is growing older now, my iPad was reaching the end of its life. I've got no idea how long an iPad is supposed to last, but mine is well over 5 years old, and you know, that it feels as if it's quite robust in many ways, but it only requires a tiny connection not to work, and suddenly it's completely unworkable. I did eventually, with trying different things out, find an old lead that suddenly seemed to work, although the one I was using before is perfectly fine with anything else. So and this old lead has got kind of tears in it, so it doesn't look very robust itself. I've been taping it up. And I realised how much I actually missed my iPad when I didn't use it today. This is the first time it's been out. But it is so much easier for me to write on the iPad and to record these podcasts and to upload them, because I take the photographs with the iPad, and The particular app that I use for recording, I find really friendly, user-friendly, and I really like using it. So I've been, my immediate response was to kind of go onto the internet and see how much, well, see first of all whether one could just get a new battery, which it doesn't seem to be quite that straightforward. And then also kind of an eye over to seeing where I could get a new iPad and what that might entail. But it's a public holiday today here, so and nothing can be done. And luckily I keep a really minimal amount of money on a credit card, so that I can't do any impulse buying, and no bank transaction is going to happen on a public holiday. So that really seems to me is totally in keeping with the iWAS. I didn't kind of impulsively get something else. So I don't know quite what I'm going to do, but it's been quite good in some ways not having the iPad. And especially after my unplugged week last week, when I realised there were lots of other ways that I could work that didn't have to involve the iPad. I printed out the writing I needed to do and did some writing by hand, and sorted out some other things that needed sorting that would have just been left otherwise. So it's been a strange old day, and I really quite like it when some message from complete, I don't even know what to call it, kind of comes out of the blue, and I just need to look and think with it, because I do think it's right. I do need to sit with things a bit longer than I often do. I do hope that you had a good weekend and that you are not having technological difficulties today. And if you do, that you don't let them discombobulate you as much as I seem to. Thank you very, very much for listening today. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.